And joining us on the phone today, we have Dr. Amin Rakab, who's the Assistant Dean for Clinical Learning and Assistant Professor of Clinical Medicine at Weill Cornell Medicine. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, let you tell us a little bit about yourself first, just a brief introduction.
Sure. My name is Amin Rakab. I'm an internal medicine consultant. I joined Weill Cornell. I worked for about a year and a half for Sidra as an internal medicine consultant. And then before Sidra, I was working in the States for Kaiser Permanente. It's a large health maintenance organization as a hospitalist. So essentially, my training is in general internal medicine.
Well, today we're chatting about vitamin B12 deficiency. So I think probably a good place to start is a little explanation as to, you know, vitamin B12 and what the function of it is in our bodies.
Sure. Vitamin B12 has essentially two functions in our body. First and foremost, the most important function of vitamin B12 is that it is required for the production of red blood cells inside our bodies. Red blood cells are small cells that are located inside our blood, and their main function is to carry oxygen throughout our body to the brain, to the lungs, to the heart, etc. So that's the first function, essentially the production of red blood cells. And the other function of vitamin B12 is the maintaining a healthy brain and healthy nerves. With that in mind, we need to keep track or be cognizant that vitamin B12 cannot be produced in our body. It must be taken in through our diet. The food categories that have the highest content of vitamin B12 include meats, dairy products, fish, and what we need to keep in mind that fruits and vegetables do not have or do not contain vitamin B12.
That's usually, it's always fruit and vegetable. You normally always have those nutrients that you're looking for.
Correct. Most people would think that we espouse that patients eat a healthy diet, eat lots of fruits and vegetables, which is absolutely necessary. But on the flip side, if you maintain a diet that's strictly vegan essentially, that you will only eat fruits and vegetables and avoid meats and avoid dairy products, you could end up having a vitamin B12 deficiency.
So what are the symptoms of B12 deficiency? What should people be looking for?
Very good. To understand the symptoms of vitamin B12 deficiency, you'd have to quickly understand the physiology between how your body processes vitamin B12. Once we take in vitamin B12 through our diet, through, let's say, eating a fish or eating eggs, the vitamin B12 moves to your stomach where it combines with a protein and then moves on to the small intestine and gets absorbed. So the vitamin B12 requires the stomach for the protein connection and then the small intestine for the absorption. So the causes of vitamin B12 deficiencies can be categorized into two areas. The first is autoimmune. In the autoimmune cause of vitamin B12, antibodies that are usually produced by your body to attack bacteria and viruses and other functions and other infections attack the lining of your stomach. So if these antibodies move on and attack the lining of your stomach, then it'll be very difficult for the vitamin B12 to ultimately be processed and absorbed in your body. So that's the first cause, autoimmunity. And then the other cause can be, and we often see that in patients that are vegans. Again, patients that are eating strictly vegetables or strictly fruits and avoid dairy products for various health or religious reasons. In addition, we need to keep in mind that certain medications can cause vitamin B12 deficiency. So if you or your loved ones take medications for diabetes, medications such as Glucophage or Metformin, there are reported cases of vitamin B12 deficiency. And there's additional two or three medications that may result in vitamin B12 deficiency. And last but not least, vitamin B12 deficiency can be caused in patients that have had surgical resection of their stomachs or their intestine, because again, the physiology behind vitamin B12 absorption is that you will need your stomach or intestine. So any disease that affects your stomach or your intestine can cause vitamin B12 deficiency, or if you have surgery on your stomach or your intestine, again, you can have vitamin B12 deficiency.
So if someone has the deficiency, what type of symptoms are they looking for? What are they going to be feeling like?
Great question. The symptoms of vitamin B12 deficiency can be thought of going back to the function of vitamin B12 deficiency. So we said the function of vitamin B12 deficiency is related to it helping you produce red blood cells. Mm. And these same red blood cells carry oxygen throughout your body. So if you don't have vitamin B12, your body's unable to produce red blood cells. And if it's unable to produce red blood cells, then it'll have difficulty carrying oxygen throughout your body. So a low red blood cells will cause anemia. So often these patients will present to the healthcare providers saying that I am tired, I am fatigued, I walk a bit and I'm short of breath, or I climb the stairs and my heart is beating fast. So it's all related to just being lack of energy. And that's essentially due to the lack of the oxygen carrying capacity in your body. And then the other symptom associated with vitamin B12 deficiency is associated with the vitamin B12's requirement to maintain a healthy brain or healthy nerves. So if you lack vitamin B12, then you essentially may start experiencing symptoms such as tingling in your hands or feet, maybe some mood changes, some visual disturbances. And if you ignore these symptoms and you they're truly due to vitamin B12 deficiency, then over months and years, it can result in severe neurological symptoms, including depression, psychosis, et cetera.
Often when you hear someone mention a vitamin B12 deficiency, you also hear about vitamin D in connection. Are the two linked? And I believe there's some kind of common link with sunlight.
So vitamin B12, it requires two things for it to be processed in your body. A, it requires sunlight, so the sunlight goes through your skin, and that helps with the vitamin B12 production. And B, the kidneys. So kidneys are required in the production of vitamin D. So we do not often see an association between vitamin B12 deficiency and vitamin D deficiency. However, we do see, in some cases, both vitamin B and iron deficiencies.
Perhaps a bit of a misconception then, considering we're all dodging the sun here in Doha. So tell us how you would go around actually diagnosing somebody with the deficiency.
Excellent. A vitamin B12 deficiency is very easy to pick up. Essentially, if you present to your healthcare provider and you tell him or her that you're fatigued or you're out of energy, or even as simple as if your physician noticed that you're having you're very pale or your tongue looks inflamed, there's certain physical examination symptoms that may trigger your physician to be concerned about vitamin B12 deficiency, or complaints, as I said, including tingling in the hands and feet, or fatigue, palpitations, etc. And it's a simple blood test. Your physician will ask you to go to a laboratory. He or she will draw a blood test, and within a day or two, the results will come back either saying that you have a vitamin B12 deficiency or you don't.
And is treatment quite easy? Is there an easy way of rectifying the deficiency?
Yes, yes. Actually, it's very, very easy. Up to the 1930s, vitamin B12 deficiency was associated with a highly destructive anemia called pernicious anemia. And back then, before the 1930s, vitamin B12 was not available, and people would develop the anemia. Ultimately, they would get the neurological symptoms. Some patients did not do well at all. Well, in the 1933, 1934 or so, we identified vitamin B12 and we started treating patients with vitamin B12. And since that time, the outlook or the prognosis for vitamin B12 is excellent. So the treatment for vitamin B12 can either be monthly injections that your physicians may give you, or in some cases, vitamin B12 can be replaced orally via pills, through pills. And the decision of which one to use, injections or pills, will depend on how severe your vitamin B12 deficiency is and various other personal situations that you may have. So yes, the treatment of vitamin B12 is such that if you take the injections or take the pills, then you could do extremely well and live a normal life.
We have a text in from one listener, Moradine here, says, is jaundice in newborns related to deficiency in B12?
No. That's a completely different process. So jaundice in the newborns is not associated with vitamin B12 deficiency.
There we go, Mohideen. Hopefully that's answered some of your questions. And of course, seek more help from your practitioner or medical advisor. We have come to the end of the show for today. Unfortunately, we're totally out of time. Thank you for taking the time to chat with us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.